Dad wanted us to move away from Pennsylvania, but we still haven't found our own house. Is he listening?
He certainly is, and he might just have a better plan for your house than you think. Good morning, good afternoon, maybe even good evening. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. So imagine you're in the same situation. You just moved somewhere new and your family now lives in a rental house. You're praying to get a new house, but God doesn't seem to hear you because you're still stuck in the little house. Remember, God's not ignoring you. He hears your prayers and he's got a plan to help your family. It just may not be what you're asking for. Keep praying and know that God is listening, just like it says in 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So let's listen to our story for today. It's entitled, Always on the Phone. Can I put you on hold for a second? Thank you. Andrew's dad pushed a button on his desk phone. Hello, how may I help you? Andrew watched from the doorway as his dad fumbled with three different phone lines in the room he used as his office, trying to answer everyone's requests. He ran his own business from home, and seeing him juggle several calls at once was a normal sight for Andrew. He walked to the living room and fell onto the couch. Dad noticed and came in once he'd finished his calls. Hey, Andrew, did everything go well at school today?
Yeah, I guess, said Andrew.
What's wrong then?
Andrew sighed. It's about our house. The house we've been asking God to help us find. We moved here from Pennsylvania because we felt it was what he wanted. But we've been living in rentals this whole time. When is God going to help us get a place of our own?
Dad sighed and joined Andrew on the couch. Yes, the house. Are you still praying? God answers our prayers, but not always the way we want him to. He always knows what's best for us.
Yeah, said Andrew. I've been praying, but no reply.
He slouched lower into the couch. I'm beginning to wonder if God can even hear me. Maybe I'm not saying my prayers loud enough.
Dad smiled. You know how I'm almost always running to my phone?
I sure do, said Andrew, laughing. Trying to answer all those calls at once.
Well, said Dad, it's a perfect example of what God is not like. Unlike humans, God always hears us when we call on him and can handle all our requests. He's always listening to you, Andrew. You're his child, and Jesus is always with you. He just has a better plan for where we live than what we're asking.
That's reassuring, said Andrew. I'm glad God is always listening, even when it doesn't feel like it.
He is, Dad said. Just keep praying and trusting him to answer in the way he knows is best.
Just then, Dad's phone started ringing again, and he laughed.
And pray for me to be able to answer all these phone calls.
So how about you? Do you know that God is always ready to answer your prayers? Even when it feels like he may not be listening, he is. He knows what's best for you and is always there to help and guide you. Even if his answer isn't the one you were hoping for, he's always listening, and he will answer your prayers in the way that he knows is best. Our key verse is found in 1 John 5:14.
And this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything, according to his will, he hears us.
And our key thought today, God is always listening. You know, sometimes I don't understand what I read about in the Bible and I have to ask for help. If you're stuck learning the Bible too, then ask your parents or a pastor, or I'd like to help too. I'd love to hear what you're learning about. Just get your parents' permission and then send me your question at keysforkids.net and click Contact Us. That's keysforkids.net and click Contact Us. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.